Did you ever find it hard to fit in with your accent?
Not really. Because most people I talk to is that they have accent too.
So you felt with the crowd?
Yeah.
So, looking back on your journey to the United States, would you have done it again, or do you regret it?
I'd do it again. It's fun. A lot of experience. And a lot of opportunities. Because this is the only chance that I think I'm going to be where I am right now. Back in the Philippines, probably I'm going to die. Because it's not because that I'm not working, because I'm going to be a policeman.
So after living here in the United States for 32 years, do you feel like you accomplished everything, or?
No, not yet. My accomplishment is to travel Europe, Italy. Oh, I think that's part of Europe and some other countries. And then I can say that's accomplishment for me.
Are you happy with the way you raised your kids?
Of course, yeah. Because my kids, they listen to me and they're nice kids.
So how many kids do you have?
I have three kids. Three kids, their names are Matthew, Debbie, and Rhea. And I have two grandchildren from my son Matthew, and I'm glad they're okay, and even though I'm divorced, and we're getting along together, me and my ex-wife.
So are you happy with the decision of coming to the United States?
Of course, because I give my kids a lot of opportunities and a good school, and probably, you never know, there might be one of the my daughter, the youngest daughter, she's so smart. I don't know why. I think she got it from him.
So thank you for letting me interview and taking the time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.